When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Guardians, and you're listening to Kenny and JT and all of their shenanigans on 1480 WHBC.
Thanks, Rosie. There's always shenanigans on this show. You got that right. Just like you and Hammy in the booth, Rosie. Come on, there's shenanigans on the road, at home, no matter where you guys are calling the game from. And we're calling the Kenny and JT show today from Progressive Field. This is our office. We love it when we get the opportunity to do this. And a big thank you going out to the VP of Communications, Community Impact, for the Cleveland Guardians, Curtis Danberg, and he joins us in our office, another one of the booths in the press box. How are you, Curtis?
Great to have you.
Always good to be here, my friend. Good to see you and your son as well. I remember the old days when I took my son to work. How cool is it now your son's at Ohio State and he's doing games for Lake County, and on his off day he wants to come hang out with dad at the ballpark?
Yeah, I don't take those opportunities for granted. Pretty cool opportunity to have him shadow and hang out in the booth, and you know, a 12 game homestand in Lake County, one off night, and he's like, hey, can I come to the game with you? So I love every minute of it.
Absolutely. And you know what else people are loving? 22-12 start for the Cleveland Guardians, catching a lot of us by surprise. Curtis, you're seeing it on a daily basis here. What's been the key to this start through the first 34 games?
Yeah, certainly exceeded expectations, and the culture that new manager Stephen Vogt created in spring training, I think, was a stepping stone to what is we've seen this season. It's brought that energy to the clubhouse. And again, not to say anything bad about the past,
right?
But it brings us back to where we were kind of 2 years ago. It seemed like the players regressed a little last year, injuries, things like that, and we're back to kind of what we had 2 years ago. But really, you know, to me, it's been about the bullpen and, you know, a few offensive contributors. Stephen Kwan, if we can get into that.
Yeah.
And obviously Naylor and Jose has been. But the bullpen, the starters have not gone deep into the games, and that bullpen has been lights out.
And they get a boost today with Sam Hinches coming back too, which is huge for them right now.
We've had injuries in the bullpen too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great to get an arm like Sam. I think Morgan should be returning here pretty soon.
Curtis, talk a little bit about Stephen Vogt, new manager, but the outcomes are pretty much what we've seen in the past. I mean, how is this young team able to just pick up where they left off under Tito with a new manager and seemingly hasn't skipped a beat?
No, and I think Stephen's given a lot of credit to Tito. Like, there was nothing broken here. You know, Stephen has we've talked about this before. Stephen has a lot of the qualities that Tito has of being able to connect with players,
right,
and know what buttons to push. And that's been the key to our success too, is Stephen kind of carrying on that Tito tradition and, you know, building his own way. But those core characteristics of knowing, you know, how to bond with your players, whether it's your top star or it's your 26th man, that is so important.
Yeah,
that's a great point too, because a lot of times in sport we see a guy gets let go or whatever for whatever reason. This was Tito's call to step aside.
It's pretty unique.
So I mean, what a great story this has become. But yet you're still arguably, if not the one of the youngest teams in all of Major League Baseball.
Third straight year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, third straight year, and a lot of guys getting an opportunity to show what they can or can't do, right? Stephen Vogt, I mentioned this to JT earlier, what I've liked through the first 34 games, besides, you know, a couple of ideal situations to put pinch hitters in and they hit home runs, is he's playing everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody feels a part of this team. So when a Stephen Kwan goes down like he is now with a hamstring injury, at least the 10-day DL, probably longer, right? Well, you step in and you feel like, okay, I've already played. I'm a contributor already. My role's a little bit bigger, but it isn't shocking or new to that player.
Yeah, it comes down to communication. I think Stephen learned, being a 10-year vet in the big leagues, two-time All-Star, he's done it all.
Right.
Like, he's been a bench guy. He's been a starter. So he knows how important it is to know, hey, am I going to play or am I going to sit tomorrow, or I need to keep that player fresh and keep everybody in the 26-man roster contributing. He's seen that, and again, he's only 2 years away from playing.
Right.
So he knows this new caliber of player, and I think that's gone a long way.
Yeah.
Curtis, I think Kenny and I were here the final week of the regular season last year. The trucks were pulling in for the construction immediately after that final game. We were here for that last game, Kenny.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
1 hour after.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah.
So Kenny was here for the Eclipse, the opener, the home opener this season. It's obviously my first time back at the ballpark. Already a lot of changes. Talk about what's going on and what we can look forward to.
So first of all, the biggest thing that fans are seeing this year is really addressing the upper deck. So out to right field, again, the jury box or the shipping containers, as our fans refer to them as, are gone. We have this brand new, beautiful group space that's there for anybody in groups over 25 or more. We used to be, we joked before, they used to be in a circus tent outside the ballpark pregame and then come in. Now they can celebrate and have their group parties inside. And then to our left in the left field, we took away four sections. Again, took it right to the upper deck concourse. And now that's another standing room only space called the Terrace Garden.
You can't even tell.
No, it looks like it's always been here.
Yeah, which
is cool.
And I used to sit in a few seats back in the day when it was a sellout just to get in the ballpark. But it does look great. And Paul Davis, Pennant District, down the right field line, just another unique place for fans to get together and you know, commits and then watch the game.
And they have a great buffet up there for the groups, and it's, you know, we're off to a great start with that. And people have been. Especially on a packed crowd opening day, that Terrace Garden was jammed. And it's going to even get enhanced even more next year when it's finished off. We got the Terrace Club that's been under construction throughout this full year. And we talked about this before. It's going to be a place called the North Coast Social. It's kind of like a Topgolf feel with couches. And then we'll have a beer hall in that space.
Nice.
That'll be done on opening day 25. Then we're going to redo the clubhouses. We're going to redo, they're going to create a new club behind home plate. We're getting our office will be done by next March. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot going on.
Curtis, yesterday when Kenny and I covered the Cavaliers, we noticed there's like a tent in between here in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, like a souvenir stand. I mean, it's
the team shop, right?
Is that
team
the new team shop?
Yeah. Not the new team shop. It's our team shop during the construction.
Okay.
So for this year, we're out on the plaza, and if fans are in the ballpark, you can exit, scan out to go to the team store, and then come back.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you have that capability.
What are the hours of that?
So on non-game days, like during the week, at 10 to, I think, 4.
Oh, nice.
And then opens up at 10 o'clock on game days and then through the game.
Yeah. So that way you can get your gear, whether there's a game or not.
You don't need a ticket anymore.
Right.
So
yeah.
Even during the game, you can go shop and check it out.
Which is outstanding. Yeah. And the field still looks great. You know,
brand new turf.
We look down at it. And is Brandon still in charge?
Still in charge.
Sent from day one, right?
Day one.
You mean to tell me this isn't like Municipal Stadium? That's not dirt painted green?
It is not.
Okay.
It is real grass.
Part of that closeout that you saw, everybody loaded in stuff, was we were moving an hour after last out. We were moving the grass, and they brought in all new turf.
Wow.
Early March, and it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, Curtis Danberg joining us here, VP of Communications, Community Impact for the Guardians. We are at his office, literally, because this is your office now, isn't it?
This is my office right now.
You're in one of the booths where we're broadcasting from because they're doing the reconstruction to the official offices.
Yes, we're all comers. We're cohabitating today in my office today.
Yeah, which is one of the best offices we've
had. Crappy
good view.
What a crappy view, I was going to say, in your office. My goodness.
Gee, let's see. WHBC Studios or here.
Do you ever want to go home, Curtis?
You do have cool studios, though. It's old school.
They are old school. And the carpet is 100 years old from when the place opened
up. Carpet? It's called Nature Stone now.
Curtis, this team, 22-12, exceeding expectations to start. And what I love about it, and JT and I were just talking about it, I think it's 13 of your next 16 games are within the division.
Yes.
So off to a great start already outside of the division. But this is really where you can kind of separate it and make some noise, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the division is very strong this year. All but the White Sox are over 500.
Right.
The Twins just snapped a 12-game winning streak. And I was talking to some Twins friends. They're like, yeah, we're in this winning streak, and we still haven't caught up with you.
Right.
So But you need to take care of – it's still about the division. And I think we're going to see these teams, and hopefully we can play play well against them and keep that lead going.
Yeah, Detroit comes in 18-16. This is a three-game series starting tonight. We'll have pregame at 5:35 for you, 6:10 first pitch, Guardians and Tigers. And then you've got four in Chicago.
Yep.
Catch them while they stink. You know, take three out of four minimum from them. Then you go to Texas, and then Minnesota comes here, which I think a lot of fans are going to be excited about because they were the preseason favorites to win the division. So this is really, you know, an opportunity to let everybody know that this wasn't a fluke, right? This is for real, and we're doing it in the division as well as outside the division.
Twins are the defending champs, so we have to, you know, take that to account, and that's a team we have to go get. So. And it's going to be the launch of kind of the summer in a sense where the promotional schedule kicks in and hopefully the weather's turning and people are getting out of school. But that May 17th through the 19th weekend against the Twins is going to be a big one. We've got to, of course, we start rolling out the fireworks and your dollar dogs and your $2 beers pregame in the district. Saturday is a Jose Ramirez bobblehead.
That'll be a good item.
Right.
And then, of course, our first Kids Fun Day on Sunday. So
Curtis, you guys knocked it out of the park last year as far as promotional dates are concerned. Yeah. What other neat, unique things? I mean, we're kids.
Still.
It was a bat. It was a jersey. It was an ice cream helmet.
We were kids,
bowl or whatever. What other cool things in the promotional schedule can we look forward to this year?
Well, we're bringing back another Hawaiian shirt for Kenny.
That's right, baby.
Design.
add to my wardrobe.
I've never seen lines like there were for that day.
I know,
I saw it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Insane.
So, to me, the date on my calendar for the promotional schedule is June 22nd.
Okay.
So, now, out of June 22, it's Josh Naylor jersey giveaway, number 22.
Okay.
All right.
We've got the pregame in the district. We've got Dollar Dogs that day. And we have Shaq Diesel performing postgame.
Unreal. How did you guys get Shaq to come in? It's awesome.
DJ Shaq, DJ Diesel is going to perform after the game, mixing some tunes, probably doing some rapping and entertaining for the fans. And so that, to me, is one of the marquee dates. It's kind of fun. You got promotions and you have entertainment after the game. It's going to be pretty cool.
And get your tickets now. That's going to be a popular day, right?
They're going quick.
Where can people get their tickets?
CLEGuardians.com or the MLB Ballpark app. So we're fully digital as part of the renovations. The ticket office is no longer, so you have to get your tickets online or through that ballpark app.
Can you write that down?
Yes, I know.
No, seriously, write that down.
Yeah, you mean because they didn't get us our press passes through the app today? That was my mistake. That was like a Max Strus three-pointer through the first six games.
We almost
games,
did our show from the alley over there, I think.
Hey, I've done plenty of shows from Albert's Alley is what we called it at one time, too, for Albert Bell, man.
The problem is there's no outlets anymore because of all the construction.
Yeah, they're taking up. Yeah, but great promotion. Check the promotional calendar on it's CLEGuardians.com, right?
Correct.
Go there. You can check out the promotional dates, the calendars, what day they're giving away this, that, and everything, as well as who they're playing and the special Dollar Dogs Day. Greg Brinda has those circled already on his calendar because I know he likes to eat about six or seven of those every time he comes down to the ballpark.
Well, that brings up a good point. Do we still have the hot dog races?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Best part.
Mustard's on a roll.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
My favorite.
Can I bet on that? Is that on the Major League Baseball app?
We can bet on each other. Money's not changing hands, but on the ballpark app, you can vote for who's going to win the
hot dog. Oh, you can't see that?
Oh, yeah.
And what about, who is the official betting partner with the Guardians? It's
Bet365.
Bet365.
In-park mobile.
Okay.
Bet365. And then outdoors, we have the Fanatics Sportsbook that's outside of the right field gate.
Fanatics, it's one of the apps that I have that I use and everything like that. And they've done a great job with, jumping on board with, illegal gambling in the Buckeye State and everything like that. And all the teams are partnering up with, various apps and everything like that.
We're very lucky to have Bet365 and Fanatics.
That's great, yeah. So as far as this team moving forward, right, tonight we're going to get a look at one of – the up-and-coming prospects who was acquired last season in a trade for Savali. Whoa, got a chance to sing it one more time. Aaron Savali, Kyle Manzardo, and I wrote his numbers down, 320, 9 homers, 20 ribbies, AAA Columbus, and because of the injury to Stephen Kwan, he's the guy that benefits.
Yes, looking forward to seeing that stick in the lineup, and got to know him a little bit. He had an unbelievable Arizona Fall League.
He did.
Did well in spring training, and it'll be good to see how he sets up against the big league pitchers.
Right. Yeah, I've been
he's unbelievable down in AAA.
Yeah, he's hitting the cover off the ball, and I've been following Zach Meisel, and every day there's an update. Zach, yeah. Manzardo still at AAA. Well, tonight, no, he's going to be in Cleveland. Do we know his number yet? Do we know what number he's going to wear?
Number nine. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Okay, hold on. Matt Williams?
He did.
Okay.
And then who? Second baseman.
Your guy.
Carlos.
There you go. Two guys. Yep, those are the guys. So he's going to wear number nine. Mm-hmm. So DH first baseman, right? He's not an outfield guy here. He's going to play either first base or DH,
yeah,
right?
I think he and Nails will rotate through.
Curtis, I saw Julio Franco on the telecast the other night. How cool
he
was it?
He still play.
It looked like it, man.
Unbelievable.
We kept wondering if he's still playing somewhere. Dead. Yes.
He was playing until his 50s.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
I think in Japan.
Unbelievable.
Down in Australia, he was playing forever.
He still looks great, too.
He does.
It was fun to have him back. It was really kind of our first time having him back as an alumni ambassador, and he had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun with him.
Julio!
He was the greatest.
And the crazy thing about that was, you heard that loud and clear because there weren't a lot of fans in the stands. Mm-hmm. And the Julio chants, one of our fraternity brothers, right. Bob McGee, was a huge Julio Franco, and we would hear it walking up and down the hallways, the Julio chant, whenever he was coming up the bat.
My favorite was the PA announcer, Julio Franco. I remember that as a kid.
See, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That you remember?
So how many other alumni can we expect at the ballpark this year?
We bring two every weekend.
Really?
Yeah. So Carlos was here with Julio, and I think the next one, I think Ubaldo Jimenez is coming.
Oh, wow. My gosh. It was my mom's favorite.
Yeah.
He had that unique pitching style and everything. I remember that. Yeah.
Big trade.
Yeah, that Baltimore, right?
Rockies.
I'm sorry.
Baltimore after us.
Okay, yeah. He left here. And isn't it amazing how when you're at a sporting event, the things that you remember that might be obscure or so minute to most people, but it's in the back of the mind and it comes forefront, just like when we talked about Julio Franco.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
It's like yesterday, I run into Larry Nance, right? And
right.
We start talking, and we go back to Howie Chizik, who was the PA announcer for the Cavaliers at the old Richfield Coliseum.
How about one of our other
Price for three.
There you go.
One of our other favorites, Michael Brantley, was here. Was that the opener?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Kenny got to see
that. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the fans, what was the response like from the fans?
It was awesome. Yeah. For him and Kluber.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Klubot.
Really cool that, they both announced their retirement this offseason. We thought it would be a great way on opening day to bring them both. And, they both have a chance of being in our Hall of Fame. We just announced, speaking of Guardians Hall of Fame, we just announced CeCe Sabathia.
Right.
August 3rd marked that calendar date.
Nice.
That's when we're going to be inducting him into the Hall of Fame, which would be pretty cool.
Karsten Charles Sabathia.
Yeah.
And just a stud, and he's half the person he once was, too. He looks fantastic. He really does. Heck,
I great things for Major League Baseball as kind of an ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah,
working for Major League Baseball as kind of a special assistant.
All right, you remember the PA announcer you just mentioned, CC Booth next door to me, KNR, when he was dating Serena Williams.
Serena Williams,
and she brought her dog in here, and you guys let her dog in. See, I remember those things.
CC being Beef O'Brady's in spring training, and this white, I think it was maybe a Bentley or BMW, came pulling up, and she's like, "Oh, my ride's here. I got to go." And I walked him out, and there was Serena.
Yep. But she was here in the booth one day and had her little puppy or dog or whatever here and watching him pitch and everything. So, hey, you never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. That's why you have to come out here, whether it's in the press box or in the stands. And that's because you guys do such a great job with your promotions and bringing guys back and making it a family-friendly place to come and spend the afternoon or evening.
It's what it's all about. And we feel like we own the summer. It's almost like every night in the summer you're listening to Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus on the air, and that's what that means, that summer is upon us.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. So we're looking forward to packing this place and seeing some good baseball.
And keeping this record going forward, man. Right. First place Guardians.
You made it the place to be, though. I mean, with all the changes, I mean, it's one thing when you've got a good ball team, you know that, right? But it's another thing when you make it the end spot. Yeah. And, man, you guys done a great job. Thank you.
Well, I mean, a good example of that is last year we were second, 41% higher in attendance from the year before. And we had an under 500 record.
There you go.
We created a compelling experience, and people were still having fun, even if we weren't winning. So, but we want to change that this year. This year is about winning and building on the start, and hoping I have even more fun this year.
Sounds great. Curtis, thanks for having us, as always. Continued success. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks and then throughout the summer as well.
Looking forward to it.
Curtis Danberg checking in with us from the Guardians, VP of Communications, Community Impact. We'll get a break in, come back with more live from Progressive Field right after this.